Jan Alexander's on a phone line, a consumer rights lawyer with Goldberg and Goldberg, represented some of the victims in the second surviving of the R. Kelly docuseries. And it's Ian, not Jan. That's not why I'm calling him, though, but that's his background. Hey, Ian, you're on WGN Radio. How are you? Welcome to the show.
For correcting the pronunciation of my name. I appreciate it.
Yeah, fair enough. Are you in Chicago? Where do you live? Where do you work out of?
I worked. My office is downtown, across from the courthouse, and I live in the suburbs. I've been in Chicago my whole life.
So, a listener called into our show the other day and said this.
I have a situation. Did the governor mandatory mask to be worn in stores?
I think yes.
And what if the store is not making it mandatory?
You work there. What kind of store is it?
Jewel Osco.
Do you wear a mask at the grocery store? Because I don't see all the employees at the Jewel wearing the masks.
Yes, I do.
And the customers come in and they don't kick them out when they don't have it on?
Nope.
And she's upset about that. And I was just wondering, Ian, you're a trial lawyer too. Can the governor or can the government mandate that specifically, how a business operates?
Well, that's an interesting question, and like any lawyer, I'm going to give you a complicated answer.
Thank you.
The governor has broad powers to do certain things under the Constitution when there's an emergency, and the president has announced that there is a federal emergency, and the state has announced it's an emergency, and so the governor, in his discretion, has taken that to mean that he needs to protect the public, and one of the things he's doing to protect the public is he ordered masks. Now, is that constitutional? That's a whole other question. We know he has broad powers under the Constitution, but the Illinois Constitution and the U.S. Constitution spell out in the very first paragraph that everybody has a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's in Article 1. So there's an argument to be made that he's exceeded his powers. There's also an argument to be made that the whole stay-at-home order exceeds his powers because he, except in very, very specific cases, can't order people not to exercise the right to assemble. So that's a complicated answer. Now, if you asked me, does Jewel have the right to tell people they can't come in the store without a mask, because I've seen that that's an issue in the news, I would say absolutely. It's a private business, and they could do whatever they want. But whether the government has a right to do that at a granular level the way that the governor has here, I don't know the answer. I understand the logic, but that's the reasoning why on both sides.
Yeah, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is in the Declaration of Independence. It's not in the Constitution, so there's no...
It actually is. It's in the Illinois Constitution.
Oh, it's in the Illinois Constitution.
I looked it up, and that's what we're talking about, is Illinois. So Article 1, all men by nature are independent and have certain inherent and inalienable rights, which are, among those, are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Section 1, Article 1.
Got it. But even if that's the case, I mean, then what's the purpose of any laws? You can't just let anybody do anything they want. The governor reminded us in his announcement about that you've got to wear face masks this month that you can't go into those same stores without shoes on, for crying out loud. That's enforceable, so face masks could fall in the same sort of guidelines, couldn't it?
But first of all, don't confuse my explanation as an endorsement for me that I think that it's unconstitutional. I'm just trying to tell you both sides. So just so you understand, I agree with that. And I agree. And when you say, well, how are any laws enforceable? They're enforceable because the Constitution says that the governor, the Illinois Constitution says the governor and the legislature can make laws as long as they comply with the Constitution. And so the argument would be, on the other side, well, it's unconstitutional because people have the right to do certain things with regards to their own property, and this is one of those things. I'm not saying that's true, but really, all that would need to happen is the legislature should make a law, and that would probably make it a little safer from a constitutional challenge. I think the governor is doing the right thing, if you want to know my actual opinion, but I'm just telling you the arguments on both sides.
I think the governor is doing the right thing, too, but I don't run a small business, and the people who do remind us that the virus didn't shut them down. They're well, and they can run their business, and customers ought to be able to shop at their own peril. It's the government that shut them down, that said you can't work and make a living, and they do cite the Constitution, so it does get tricky, doesn't it?
I agree, and you know, you're making an interesting point that has broader applications to things that I'm seeing. Small business owners are calling me and asking me about their business interruption coverage, and why are their insurance companies telling them that the virus is what put them out of business and their coverage is excluded, when in actuality the government is what shut them down and they have coverage for that. And that is going to be a gigantic battlefield, and my clients are going to be at the forefront of that. That's going to be a huge battlefield among people that have really suffered sustained and horrifying losses mm-hmm. to their livelihood because of this pandemic.
But it's your opinion is, though, that the government does have the right to tell people you have to wear a face mask, or that you have to demand that people wear face masks in stores. The government does have a right to tell a business they can't operate, and some can and some can't. That's terribly invasive, but it's your opinion. You could make cases either way, but I mean, is it your opinion that the government does have the right to do that?
Well, so it's my opinion that the government can have regulations under emergency powers that they can impose upon the citizens. Now you're asking me a different question. Is it my opinion that they can shut businesses down? And I don't know if I agree that they can tell people that they can't be in any given place, because there's a case, and I'm going to admit that I just skimmed it 5 minutes before you called me, and that case is the City of Chicago versus Alexander, which talks about, it's an Illinois Supreme Court case, talks about the people's right to assemble. So, you know, that is something that's guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution and in the Illinois Constitution. And except in very limited circumstances, the government cannot tell you when you can or cannot assemble. And so the argument would be that operating your business is assembly, and that people can't be told they can't be in a certain place. And that is probably a pretty strong argument to be made. The problem is, you know, there are things that need to be balanced against that, and I don't know how the Illinois Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court would come down on that issue.
And that's what I was thinking. That's probably where this is going to go. Ian Alexander, thank you for joining us. Goldberg and Goldberg Law, appreciate your thoughts and expertise. We're going to talk about this more after the news. Thanks for your time today, Ian.
Anytime you need me, give me a call.
So the 1058, this is WGA.